Rural America is facing a brain drain. Young people are leaving small towns, jobs aren't as plentiful, and hospitals are closing. Nationwide, 57 rural hospitals closed in the last 5 years. One of them was in Douglas, Arizona. Kate Sheehy from the Fronteras desk at Here and Now contributor KJZZ reports.
This is a sound heard more often now at the Douglas, Arizona Fire Department, an ambulance returning from the nearest hospital in Bisbee, about 27 miles away. Since the only hospital in Douglas closed at the end of July, emergency responders are called out on an average nearly a dozen times per day, 30% more than in the past. Mario Novoa, the fire chief, says that can take a toll on a small department that serves a large rural area.
Approximately 1,500 square miles from one fire department with six ambulances, we're busy.
And the chief says losing a hospital for this community of nearly 17,000 is a major blow.
We've always had a hospital here. When I was a kid, we had two hospitals here. So it was very, very disheartening to just know at this day and age, no hospital.
Come here. Gilbert and Becky Gutierrez play with their four-year-old granddaughter. The couple is in their 60s and grew up in Douglas. Gilbert says he took it for granted that there had always been a hospital here.
A 20-minute drive is really may make it or not to say life and death.
Douglas's hospital closed after years of financial instability that led to the loss of federal Medicare and Medicaid payments. Maggie Elawani is with the National Rural Health Association. It's a nonprofit focused on rural health issues with more than 20,000 members. She says 43% of rural hospitals designated as critical access are operating at a loss, and she says that number will only increase. One factor is the Affordable Care Act. Elawani says there was the assumption that states would have more insured people, so
because you're going to have more paying customers, Mr. Hospital, you're not going to need as much of your disproportionate share payments from the federal government.
Those are the payments that help offset the cost of treating people who don't have insurance. In addition, many states didn't expand Medicaid under the ACA to make up for that loss. In Arizona, Medicaid was expanded, but with that came a new state assessment, or tax, an added burden on struggling rural hospitals. Elawani says some of these rural hospitals may just need time to embrace a new healthcare model that focuses on emergency and outpatient care. And that's exactly what Jim Dixon says he's doing. He's the CEO at Copper Queen Community Hospital in Bisbee, Arizona. Rural hospitals, he says, don't admit enough patients to offset the high overhead. Copper Queen's been able to stay profitable with a focus on outpatient care.
You go to our clinic, you see a doctor, you can have your laboratory radiology. If you need a consult by a cardiologist, you can have it done right there.
Dixon says that kind of care leads to better management of diseases and avoids more expensive acute care treatment. He says Copper Queen will open a 24/7 freestanding emergency room in Douglas in the next 6 to 9 months. But people in Douglas, like Wendy Gomez, worry without a full-service hospital, the town will shrivel away.
You're not going to come to a town that doesn't have a hospital if you can go someplace else. I wouldn't.
Douglas Mayor Danny Ortega says a feasibility study will be done to see if the town can support another, smaller hospital. He says some medical providers in the area are starting to market their services across the border to people in Mexico who have health insurance. For Here and Now, I'm Kate Sheehy.